music is the great teacher. Every time I learn a big aha type of lesson in my life, I then slap my forehead to say, duh, of course, that's just like music works. Playing fiddle tunes or jamming a little bit or playing any instrument might not seem like a very big deal, but it is a metaphor for many things in life I've found when I put on my philosopher's hat. Time and time again, I find this over and over. One example I'm working with right now is, speak very personally, is my ability to stay focused on the present in life. Now, I've honed this to a pretty fine skill in music. I'm satisfied with that. As an improviser, I listen intently to not just what I sound like and what the band around me is playing, but also what I hope to play and expect to hear out of myself and think I'm going to hear out of the other musicians, and have trusted and honed my ability to follow that pretty well. None of us are ever 100% of the time there, usually. Been there a couple times in my life, and it was pretty transformational. But the bar has raised. If anybody's listened to any other truck talks with me, they've heard me say much about this before. I've gotten more and more consistent with this over the years, where a bad gig for me would be in the 80 percentile range, that I was listening and taking dictation from the ideas in my own head as an improviser. And on a good night, it's up in the 90s. A really good night, it'd be in the very high 90s. And on an okay night, it'd be in the low 90s maybe. But that the bar has raised over the years for me. I feel satisfied and rather proud within myself about that. So what's this mean for the rest of life? Well, it keeps coming up that I might be good at music, but I suck at a lot of things in life. Just ask my wife, who points them out all the time for me. I guess that's what a partner is for sometimes, eh? One example I see often in myself is I think too far out in life. That's my bad habit. I have goals. That seems like a good thing. I have strong goals, wishes I'd like to achieve, things I'd like to aim for. I was brought up that that was actually a good thing. But it is a good thing, but it's only good in perspective. And a perspective has to include being aware of you now, being in your body here in this moment, wherever you are at, doing whatever you're doing, breathing, talking, thinking. That's the real deal. The present is all there is. The past is nothing but a phantom, of course. As is the past, nothing but a phantom. It does not exist anymore. It's gone. This is pretty, spiritual woo-woo stuff, I guess, psychological. But it's true. I find in my life that whenever I'm even focusing on the near future too much, and not paying enough attention to now, I have to constantly circle back and do damage control and fix things, which takes way more energy and probably way more time than if it just was relaxed and stayed focused and took one step at a time. Thought it through a little bit before I was going for the thing in the future, even if it's something 15 minutes from now. Nothing wrong with planning. Nothing wrong with the music, picking the song. Nothing wrong with trying to pick who's going to take the first solo. And maybe have an ending in mind. Nothing wrong with that. If you're playing a whole song with the ending in mind, you're not really focusing on what you're playing. You're probably going to be screwing up. I do this in life a lot, I think. Too much. I'm trying to work on it. Too attached to the goals, financial goals or achievement goals, and music is not like that. It's a teacher for me. That's why I teach it. Right? They say a person teaches what they need to learn. Well, maybe I don't need to learn the musical part of what music has to offer. Maybe I need to learn the psychological parts of what music has to offer and apply it to the rest of my life. This is important. I'm sure there's other disciplines that have similar things. I like the kid that everything is a metaphor in life. There isn't a single thing that you can't twist around to be some kind of lesson. But music is a good one. And it's where my world revolves around. Maybe yours too if you're listening to this. How delicate is the present moment? We need to hang on to it, protect it fiercely, but with a gentleness. It's a hard thing to do. Whether it's your marriage, relationships, or playing a song and learning to be a good improviser. You have to focus hard, but in a gentle way and in a relaxed, kind, aware way, and trusting way. You don't have to worry about the ending when you're in the middle of the song. It'll come. You will get to the end. I guarantee it. Don't overthink it. Don't think too far ahead. Don't be too focused on it, or you're going to screw up now. Maybe those screw-ups aren't life-changing. Or maybe they are. Maybe every time we do that, it changes the whole fabric of the rest of your life. It changes the whole dynamic, the whole field of possibilities, right? Every choice we make affects everything in life to some extent. We're reading Richard Bach's books, the Jonathan Livingston Seagull guy. I remember the book One. He said, everything in life is a grid. You make one yes or no decision, and it changes the whole grid for you. That makes logical sense. So I find that too often I have to go back, if I don't pay attention to now, and redo and fix and heal and backtrack and do all kinds of work that makes it much more work, much less efficient for sure. Again, I know this in music. Just pay attention to now. Everything works out fine. Life should be the same. Everything should be the same, probably. Thinking of the future is just a tool. Knowing the song overall and the form of the song and the changes of the song, the chords of the song and what scale to use of the song is just a tool. You learn it, you put it away, and then play. Think only a little bit about it. Maybe a little subtly you bounce back and forth. Personally, I've come to believe that time is a holographic thing, and that all times are now, which is kind of freaky and freaks my mind out. The past is now, the future is now, and all possibilities are now. Supposedly, we're in one of them. When you're in the song, you're in one of the songs, and you're jamming. That song, and that key, with those chords. Yes, you could start to play a different song in the middle of it, but the other bandmates wouldn't be too happy about that. It would not be a gentle, loving way to go either. I've seen that happen before. At a jam session one time, the bass player just decided that he didn't like what the band was playing, so he started a different song in the middle of the song. Pretty crazy. Of course, the jam session, he had every right to do. Everybody else had every right to be mad at him, too. I think he was on some kind of drugs or something that night, that particular person. But it didn't work very well, did it? And if, just like us, if we're not paying attention to now, we're not really in the song of life, right? We're not in the song of the moment, which is all there really is. This is what I'm thinking about today. It's a little bit woo-woo, I know. But that's me. Woo-woo fits. And I love this stuff. I think it's very important, at least for me. Maybe not for you. If you listened this far, thanks for sharing. And if you want to leave me some comments, say, you're freaking crazy, Perry. That's okay, too. What a waste of time. That's okay, too. Or, thank you, I really needed that. That's okay, too. I feel compelled to share my lessons, and maybe you'll learn too, and it'll apply it to music and your life as well, and we'll all be blessed together. Amen. See you on the site.